This is the podcast for the summarising page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. In academic writing, you will often have to summarise part of a book or journal article. It is one of three ways of using another writer's work in your own, the other two being quotation and paraphrase. Your summary may just be one or two sentences to explain the main idea of the article or compare it with another text, or it might be much longer, up to 50% of the original. This podcast explains the steps in writing a summary, as well as giving some useful language for summary writing. On the website, there's also a checklist to help you check your summary. So first, let's look at the steps in writing a summary. You can't just read a text and produce a summary. If you do so, you will likely miss many of the main points and include unnecessary detail. You may also fail to paraphrase appropriately, leading to a charge of plagiarism. In order to write an effective summary, you need to follow certain steps. This begins with skimming the text to get an overall idea. After this, you should read more carefully and highlight the main points and supporting points, but ignore supporting examples and details. After this, you will take notes in your own words. You are then ready to write the summary itself. When this is done, your task is not, as you should check the summary to make sure you have included all the main points and have a reference to the source. The following flowchart outlines the steps in writing a summary. Check out the website for a more visual representation. Skim. Skim the text, paying special attention to any headings or subheadings. Highlight. Read the text again more carefully, underlining or highlighting important information. Check any unknown words needed to understand the main points. Note-taking. Make notes of the main points and supporting points, not supporting examples or details. Remember to use your own words so that you can paraphrase and avoid plagiarism. Writing. Write the summary using your notes. Make sure you do not add anything which does not appear in the original, for example, your own comments. Checking. Check the summary to make sure you have covered all the main points. Make sure you have included a reference to the source. Next, let's consider language for summary writing. Although most of the language in the summary will depend on the content, there are some formulaic phrases which can be used in a summary to help make it clearer. These can be divided into three types. The frame, which begins the summary, reminder phrases, which are used throughout the summary, and transition signals, which are used in certain parts of the summary. So first, the frame. The frame is the main idea of the article. This is usually included in the first sentence, with a reference to the author and the main idea or argument of the text. You will also need to use a reporting verb. Some examples of frames are given next, for an article titled "The Global Warming Crisis" by F. Brown, published in 2014. These use the Harvard style of referencing, but can be adapted to other styles. According to Brown, 2014, Brown's 2014 article on global warming discusses Brown, 2014, in his article, "The Global Warming Crisis," argues that. Second, reminder phrases. It's useful to remind the reader, especially in a longer summary, that you are summarizing another text. This is done by using reminder phrases, such as the ones given next. Using these also helps to avoid plagiarism, as these phrases include a reference to the source, thus making clear that the ideas are not your own. A mistake many beginning academic writers make is to just include a reference at the beginning, but if the summary is long, this is not enough. So phrases include, the author goes on to say that, the article further states that, the author further states that. Author's last name also states, or maintains, or argues, or believes that. Author's last name concludes that. Note that in the last two examples I gave, it's enough to include the author's name without the year, if using Harvard or APA style of referencing, which require a year, as you've already given the year earlier in the summary, in the frame, and you don't need to repeat the year throughout the summary. Thirdly, transition signals. Pay attention to the organization of the original text and use appropriate transition signals when organizing the ideas in your summary. For example, you may need comparison and contrast signals, cause and effect signals, classification signals, and so on. So that's how you summarise part of a book or journal article in academic writing. Be sure to check out the website, which has more details, including a checklist. Go to eapfoundation.com/reading/summarising.